Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin, Klal Yud Gimel, Siman Beis. The same issue which we had of Ein Menorah and LaMitzvah applies to the Shalyad and the Shal Rosh. You want to first reach, your hand should first reach and come in contact with the Shalyad before you get to the Shal Rosh. Now, so maybe you should argue that you should put it in such a way that the Shalyad is on top and the shalrosh is on the bottom. That you cannot put the shalyad on top of the shalrosh. The shalrosh kedushasoy yosu chamura mishalyad. The shalrosh is a higher level of kedusha, so you cannot put the shalyad on top of the shalrosh. L'chem yonichem zeh b'tzadzeh, therefore you should put one next to the other. But set it up in such a way that after you have the bag and you open the bag, the first tefillin that you're going to come to will be the shalyad. V'impaga b'shalrosh tefillin. So we said by the talus, if you are putting on the talus before the tefillin, but you end up touching or passing by the tefillin first, you have to put on the tefillin first. So what about the shalyad and the shalrosh? No, that's not so. V'impaga b'shalrosh tefillin. V'avogav the ein mavirin. Even though we have a rule of ein mavirin, the rule is the Torah says it has to be in the order of Shalyad and Shalrosh. Now, so what will happen is the following: you will pass by the Shalrosh and put in the Shalyad. You will be forced to do the inappropriate thing of being mavre lemitzvah in order to put in the Shalyad tchila. So the language of Mishabur is that you were over the aveira of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah. You did do something inappropriate, but you have no choice because this is how the Torah told you to put on the tefillin. So you have to do it another way, even though you'll end up with that aveira. So it's very important not to have the tefillin arranged in such a way that you're going to have this issue. The normal understanding is if you have a bag which opens, let's say for the zipper opens from left to right, you should put the shalyad on the right. So even though you put the shalyad on the left, as you're opening the bag, your hand, which is going from left to right, will be on the left side, right where the shalyad is. But you're not taking the tefillin out yet at that point in time. You're taking the tefillin out when you finish opening. At that point in time, your hand is now in the right side with the tefillin shalyad. If the tefillin shalyad will be on the right side. So you're going to reach and interface with the shalyad immediately. And that would be the appropriate place to place it. Okay, we just want to point out over here the Chayotim in the parentheses has a question on this Trasha Bukchartum and the Tetefos, and he says it's the source is the reason is because of a Hoyu, like we mentioned before, that the Tefillin could only, the Shalrosh should only be in your head in a scenario where you have the Shalyad as well. So whenever the Tefillin are Bnei Necho, there's always going to be Hoyu, there's going to be two pairs of Tefillin. We will not continue into the next ice because we want to talk about it a little more at length, so we'll leave that for tomorrow. Have a good morning.